Blog Talk Radio.
Have you heard of passive aerobics? Now you can build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. That's right, you can accomplish your fitness goals easier than you've ever dreamed. With the state-of-the-art Vibe Pro and Qi Pro fitness machines that are lightweight and small enough for any home or office, if you sit most of the day and want a great workout, or if you suffer from tight muscles from your exercise program, you will benefit from these body-balancing machines that the Hollywood stars use to feel and look great. For the best you, go to besthealthgallery.com. Best products, prices, and service, that's besthealthgallery.com. Or call 480-888-6548. 480-888-6548. Build muscle, burn fat, and enjoy the benefits of jogging a mile and a half in just 10 minutes. Call 480-888-6548. Besthealthgallery.com.
Be a part of the next big technological breakthrough. Hi, I'm William Alec, President and CEO of Aurora Tech, a.k.a. Dr. Houdini on Vortex Network News. Free energy and anti-gravity technology now being developed at Aurora Tech will change the way we live and bring about a golden age for all mankind. Our motto, simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. To get involved with great opportunities at Aurora Tech, please check out our website, auroratech.us. That's auroratech.us. auroratech.us. And call 480-474-4388. 480-474-4388. Simply the most advanced technology on planet Earth. auroratech.us.
Latest in conspiracies, cover-ups, suppressed technology, UFOs, and extraterrestrial contact. Vortex Network News with your hosts, Aurora Light and Dr. Houdini.
Live from Scottsdale, Arizona, and the launching pad, welcome to VNN Vortex Network News. I'm your host, Aurora Light, and here with me in the studio is the one and only Dr. Houdini.
And good evening.
Good evening. You see, I'm a little rusty here on the openings. I haven't been doing the show often enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been traveling too much.
Right.
Yes. Outer space. Lots been going on.
Well, speaking of outer space, we did that show just a few days ago with Wolf Spirit Radio.
Yeah, and man, that was a trip.
Oh, yes, it was. 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of listeners and feedback off it.
Uh-huh.
So that was the important part, right?
That's right, Aurora.
We got a lot of new listeners, so that's always cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be on a radio show coming up this Thursday.
Thursday, folks.
So if you want to find out where we're going to be, I can let you know if you email us. And the best way to email us is william.alec@auroratech.us. And he'll let you know how to find the radio show on the internet. So, Dr. Houdini, that will be an interesting show, and there's a couple others coming up, too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
good.
Have to keep informed.
Right.
Keep everybody informed. Now, tell us about what you've got coming up, because you've got a couple interesting things going on.
Well, we got a big show coming up here in Texas, Fort Worth, Texas Convention Center.
Mm-hmm.
That's the AeroDef Manufacturing Conference and Expo. I'll be giving a lecture there. I believe it's scheduled for Wednesday, or is it Tuesday?
I think it's Wednesday.
You might be right. And it's the expo runs March 6th through the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent everyone a link that if they do plan to attend, that they must register. And that link takes you right to the registration page.
Is there any free tickets?
I believe it is free. The attendees don't have to pay a dime.
So that's good.
And you get to see a lot of amazing technology, including our technology here at Aurora Tech.
You know, nothing grinds me more than these conferences that want $350, $400 out of you. You know, it's really annoying when you can, most, because I'm used to going to these freebies where you can just walk in and everything's free. I love those. So that's what AeroDef is. It's really cool. So people who show up, you have to have a ticket in advance. So, you know, it's really great to be able to see all these booths and chat with all these people who are on the cutting edge.
Well, that's right, Aurora.
Like we are.
I mean, talk about cutting. We're way out there.
We're way out. We're almost outside the solar system.
Right. And we'll be showing some amazing technology at this conference. And, you know, we are starting to get some interest from the military, of all places.
They want our vitality pad.
Well, that's right. You know, when, you know, you have these pilots going on these long missions, and some of them can last quite a while, you know, because they do refueling in air, and those pilots and personnel.
They refuel in the air?
Oh, yeah.
How did they
Didn't
do
you
that?
Know that?
No.
Yeah, they fly up these tankers, and they have to refuel in air. And for very long periods of time, the pilots have to sit in one place.
Wow. So what do they have, like a little drone bring the hose over to the plane?
Well,
or
not
they hover
quite.
Or something?
It's my understanding that it's fairly well automated. But they get behind a tanker and they refuel in the air.
Oh, they hover over a tanker.
Below the tanker. And they they say, fill it up. And they do.
Oh, cool.
With jet fuel.
I see.
Right. So they go on these long missions. They have to sit for very long periods of time. And we have a solution for that, you know, for sitting.
Body?
Well, not quite. A vitality pad to keep them energized. You know, since they're sitting in one place, they can acquire quite a bit of fatigue.
Yeah.
You know, it can be quite painful.
It is just sitting.
You know, just
place.
Sitting in one place.
I was in the dentist chair for 2.5 hours. That was fatiguing.
Was it?
Like, by the time I got out of there, I felt like I'd been there for a couple of days.
Well, Roy, you should have used the vitality pad.
I should have gotten charged up while I was laying there.
Oh, that's right.
Well, it might intensify my nerve endings.
So, yeah, we're getting some interest there. And it's going to be a perfect presentation here at the AeroDef Manufacturing Conference and Expo that's coming up here.
Let's let everyone in on the details of that. That's going to be Wednesday, and the date on that is March 6th.
I believe that's the 7th.
The 7th? Okay.
Setup is on Monday. I believe the exhibits officially start on the 6th.
Wow, and we have to haul in that stuff. It's like a two-day drive.
Right.
And so we have to be there on a Sunday, which means we have to leave on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's right. But we're all set up.
It's hotels and
everything. Right, right.
So that's good. So we're all ready to rock and roll here in a couple of weeks.
Right.
And I love your new banner.
Oh, isn't that incredible? I mean, you did an awesome job on it, my dear. Just awesome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, I love art, you know that.
Right. So I sent everyone a picture of the banner.
Did you?
So that if they do decide to come to the conference and the expo, be sure to look for this banner.
Now we're going to be about two doors down on the left as you enter.
Right.
We'll be in the second booth on your left when we enter.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a big 20-footer, and then we're going to be right next to it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're still, you know, working our way to sales here, but we've made progress. We've got a patent on our free energy management system.
Yeah, that has been approved, officially approved.
Right. So now we'll be writing some other patents here in the near future.
Yes, we will.
And then we can go to sales.
Exactly.
Oh, my
That's
God.
How it works.
Long laugh, please.
Mm-hmm.
Please, Lord. Give me the promised land. I don't want to wander for 40 years in the desert, going around the same mountain 60 times, trying
Probably.
To figure out where they are.
Mm-hmm.
They got lost, actually. They were supposed to be there in a couple of days. And seriously, that's what happened. You know how men are. They want to ask for directions.
Right. So what did they do? Ask the nearest camel?
They just went around this mountain for 40 years.
Right.
It's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
When I found that out, I really had to laugh. It's a funny story.
Well, you know, it's an interesting story about Moses. You know, 99.99999% of the preachers out there have no idea who Moses, who he really was. You know, he was a high-ranking Egyptian priest. He was an Egyptian priest, and he knew the secrets of the pyramids.
He was a metaphysical kind of guy.
Right.
You know, all the ancient secrets.
Exactly.
And so he was chosen because of that.
And I think the preachers out there, they deliberately avoid that particular section in the Bible.
They always make them look in all the artwork like next to a Neanderthal.
Well, I don't know. Charlton Heston was pretty good looking, wasn't he?
No, well, come on. Charlton Heston isn't what most of these pictures depict.
He didn't look like Charlton Heston.
Most of these pictures of Moses, these Renaissance works of arts and stuff, make the guy look like really very primitive.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Nice. Okay, Aurora. All right. Okay, so Moses, you know, it's specifically stated in the book of Exodus that he had the ability, the know-how, to transform solid gold into this powdered form of
alchemy.
Gold. Alchemy. He was an alchemist.
Yes, he was.
And most of your preachers out there don't know that. They most likely don't even understand it.
They would think alchemy was like witchcraft, you know?
Oh, there you go.
Say alchemy, oh my God. That would be like witchcraft to them.
Right.
They can't handle anything that's metaphysical.
No, they can't handle that.
But miracles, that's okay. You can have a miracle or two.
Yeah, because that was supernatural, controlled by God.
It's nothing to do with your moronic self out there sitting in the pews.
Right.
But it's way beyond your control, all you common people. But really, the truth of the matter is we're all magicians. We all have the ability to create this magic in our lives. And a lot of people have talked about that who – you know, like Joel Osteen, for example, even though he's a kind of like a basic, minister on the TV and on the radio, he still puts in all that positive thinking, all that positive imagery, and these kind of new age thinking. He weaves it right into the Christian mentality so that, you know, you can't walk around being a negative person and, you know, think that just saying praise the Lord once or twice a week or something is going to do it for you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So he teaches like, hey, bring the right attitude every day to everything you do.
But, you know, getting back to Moses here.
Yeah, Moses.
You know, he was a high-ranking Egyptian alchemist. He knew the secrets of the pyramids. And he had this advanced knowledge, which was most likely handed down from Atlantis. You know, this kind of know-how, this kind of, exotic technology.
Well, back in those days in ancient Atlantis, The ETs did come and go a little bit, you know. There was a much more open communication than we have today.
Oh, it was very open back then.
Well, not extremely. No, not extremely open. People from Earth were not allowed to go to other planets. Okay? It wasn't like they were in the loop. But people on Earth did have visitations and did have some of them staying here. And there were some advanced ETs. What happened was, as I go into in my book a little bit, is that the human appearing ETs had to openly intervene in the situation here on Earth because it got out of hand. The Anunnaki numbed them down, dumbed them down, stripped down their DNA. There are 12 strands down to 2 strands, took away their higher powers and abilities. So they'd be good little workmen. That's what they were after. Mixed in the ape gene into society. Did all these kinds of things that numbed down humanity and dumbed them down and created the pig, the hybrid of the human-animal kingdom that is, you know, being fed to people worldwide. And you can swap out all the organs of a pig with the humans.
So, well, they're genetically very close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's because there's human genoids in it.
Well, there you go.
It's creepy.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some people who looked exactly like a pig, too. I think if you are what you eat, you know, you just, that's what I've noticed.
So it's stated, you know, in the book of Exodus that Moses had the ability, the know-how, really, to transform solid gold into this white powdered, ormy gold material. And he forced his people to consume that white powder gold. Now, why would he do that? Why would he have them consume white powder gold where they made this calf out of the solid gold? He saw that and said, okay, you know, that's got to be, that's going to be transformed into white powder. And you, the Israelites, are going to consume that white powder gold.
Yes, well, a lot of people I know who sell ormy gold, stuff who I've known for the last 25, 30 years, they, you know, I can't say that, you know, they became gods of consuming it, okay? It's not, I don't know if it's going to transform you, you know, lifetimes in advance, but it did, if you are an advanced person, let's put it that way. And you are kind of careful about your diet. And you do not consume all the things that we've been warned not to eat, right? Then it can have a real huge effect on your whole constitution. But you do have to be doing the right things as well, you know? That's why the Jews had to wander in the desert. In reality, it was because they had to purify themselves. So they had to eat a limited diet.
Right.
And they had to live a very monastic kind of lifestyle, not mix with the other races, so they could purify their race. So, you know, they are an example. You know, there's a city here in Arizona. We've talked about Arizona having an Egyptian background.
Right.
Kaibab. I just saw it on TV today when they were talking about the weather in Arizona. I think it was spelled K-A-I-B-A-B or K-I-A-B-A-B. It was obviously Egyptian. Okay. It was very obviously Egyptian. And I noticed that there are a lot of cities across the United States that are obviously Egyptian.
Oh, yeah. When you go down the Mississippi, there's a number of cities there that have Egyptian names.
Delphi and Phoenix.
Memphis.
Phoenix, Memphis, yes.
Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
Cairo, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, I mean, what do you think the origin of those names were? You know, they had to discover Egyptian artifacts, right?
Yeah, under Phoenix and in the Grand Canyon. And so they know the reality. They
even along the Mississippi.
Yeah, they know the truth.
Right.
They're hiding it from the public.
Right.
they don't want us to know our true heritage.
Mm-hmm.
But the Indians' DNA goes right back to Egypt.
Right.
And I think that's how they covered themselves in all this, because they knew this day was coming when DNA testing was going to become very popular and was getting more so through the decades. And so that's why they covered themselves by saying, oh, it's all the cradle of civilization is the Middle East. You know, like everybody's from the Middle East. Well, not really true. It's not really true. Mm-hmm. The Asians aren't really from the Middle East. They're in the ones in Denmark, the, you know, Scandinavians, they're not from the Middle East either. So we've been kind of sold a bill of goods about a lot of things in history.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here on VNN to clear it all up for you.
Okay, so we have a show coming up here Thursday, but I don't know which station it is.
That's why they have to email us.
Uh-huh.
So make sure you do get in touch with us.
And the conference coming up here in March, I'll be talking about, well, my lecture, I'll be talking about inertial gravitational mass modification for faster than light deep space applications. So if that isn't a mouthful, I don't know what is.
You might have to say it one more time for people to grasp it.
Right. So I'll be talking about starship design.
One more time, say the title.
Yes, inertial gravitational mass modification for faster than light deep space applications. So it'll be a 20-minute lecture. I have to move at light speed. Aurora here, you're going to videotape it, right? Right, Aurora?
Absolutely.
Yes. Just videotape me. Because what I'm going to do is insert the slides so it'll be nice and clear in the video.
Absolutely.
So, yes, a video of this lecture will be available. And hopefully, yes, I will have nice and clear audio with that, too. I'm going to bring that little audio recorder. So then you can just videotape me lecturing. And
is
then I'll insert the slides.
Is it cordless?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. So we're all set.
Yeah, I think we're all set for that.
I was thinking about flying and then meeting you, but then I thought, oh, Dr. Houdini would miss me so much for 2 days on the road.
Oh, terribly.
It would be painful.
Yes, it would. Terribly so, my dear.
I have to be there to joggle and entertain you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, in July, okay, the Tesla Tech Conference, the Extraordinary Technology Conference, is coming up this year in July. And Aurora and I, we always have a great time there, you know, meet and greet with all the presenters.
Yes, we've made some excellent contacts there.
Yes. And so we'll be bringing our booth and products with us, showing our latest tech. And I'll be giving a couple of lectures there. I'm still working on my third lecture here.
To one of the hotels in Santa Fe for a couple nights.
Oh.
This year.
Right.
I think we skipped it last year because I was like, you know, just wanting to get back mm-hmm. into town and take care of some things. But this year you're going to have the automatic plant waterer hooked up.
Well, that's right. You won't have to call on
anybody.
Any of your friends to come by and water your plants.
That would be nice. It's about time you did do it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So I purchased a couple of these automated plant watering devices. And that should do the job perfectly.
So you're planting some new plants and going to start a new growth here and test some new equipment that.
Right.
You've been working on, and it's kind of like the next generation before we issue it to the public.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So.
Yes, that's our fast grow technology.
So if you're wondering why you haven't heard about our growing process for a few weeks, we're going to jack it up to the next level
mm-hmm.
and represent it to you.
Right.
So, and you know how what they call progress.
Mm-hmm. And on the website, we're going to be showing our full product line.
Very soon, as you apply for the event.
That's for the fast grow. Yes, that's right. The provisional patents, I do have to file those.
Yes, that's your assignment, should you accept it.
Yeah. Of course I'm going to accept it.
You don't have a choice. It's your future.
Yeah.
The future of mankind.
Actually, I have two provisional patents to write. Mm-hmm. You know, one for the vitality pad and the other one for the fast grow disc.
And water, and that'll cover the water and the soil?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, two's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Could be worse.
So, yes, but we're making incredible progress
in
there.
In the vitality pad, you'll include animals, food, plants,
uh-huh,
water, and people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I brought a couple of them to show you here. The disc wrapped in plastic.
Some of the new ones.
Yeah, we got that down.
We are so cool.
I know.
We do the impossible every day.
Oh, don't we? I mean, we make it happen.
Unbelievable.
Right.
The people who, when we did that radio show, they were really impressed by us. They loved our show.
Great.
So I got some good emails. I'm getting back to some more people.
Mm-hmm. My dad didn't quite know what to make of it, the show. He thought it might be technical, and then you started to get into the ET phenomena, and he didn't quite know which way to go with that.
Well, that's because
Aurora and I, we cover
everything.
We're not the average Joe and Jane here, okay? When we present information, it blows people away. It blows them away. Our level of knowledge is so incredible. You know, when Aurora and I, when we work together addressing the technology, the ET phenomena, I mean, I don't think there's anyone that can compare to us.
Well, not with the experience we've had.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know, with my experience on the extraterrestrial realm with the human appearing ETs,
mm-hmm,
that are part of the spiritual hierarchy, and yours in the technical field, I don't think there's anybody out there to compare.
No. No, because, you know, with the aerodef, there's going to be a lot of heavyweights there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't discount the people that do show up.
I'm ready, willing, and able to
okay.
do the tango.
The people that will show up there, they'll be heavyweights, but I guarantee you, folks, most of them have not heard this information before.
For sure not.
Okay, because it is so groundbreaking, what we're doing. It explains the phenomena perfectly. I'm even working on a white paper, okay, that gets into the physics behind this technology. And I'm making some astounding discoveries. And the fundamental physics behind it, you know, I developed this physics over 10 years ago. You know, when these Yahoo e-groups were going full speed ahead, a lot of experimenters were out there working on this technology, and a lot of them brought, you know, ideas and concepts, posted them on these Yahoo websites, these e-groups, and they were just incredibly popular, you know, with the experimentalist, and they would post their findings, you know, maybe some of their mathematics, and I started collecting all this information, and I built a huge library that the listener out there can go to. You can go to intellect.com and check out my library of information. And it's, I would say it's second to none.
You have a button there on our website for it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's spelled intalek.
.com.
Just like Alec last name. It's so smart of you to do that.
So, you know, since I got into the field back in 1997, you know, I attended this conference by Richard Hoagland and Tom Bearden, because Tom Bearden was really the guy when you wanted to pursue free energy and anti-gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his topic of discussion back in 1997.
That's so weird.
And personally, I was blown away by his presentation.
You know, I didn't know anything about this subject at all, and yet I had to go to his lecture.
Right.
I had to go to a whole day lecture, get on a press pass, go to it, cover the whole thing. And I'm sitting there going, is any of this true? You know, I'm just wondering because, you know, I'd never heard any of it before. And then I thought, what does this have to do with us here on Earth, you know, and how is this going to help us all? And then all these years later, almost 20 years later, it comes to fruition.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to. And it's coming. So the free energy and anti-gravity. I mean, the whole focal point of the Tom Bearden lectures were all based on this one amazing device developed by this engineer by the name of Floyd Sweet and his amazing Floyd Sweet device. And I ran across several eyewitnesses at the Extraordinary Technology Conference said that, yeah, this thing was for real. It really worked. And so that really started my whole journey. And it really was a journey.
Madness.
To madness, yes. To go completely nuts over. And try to figure this thing out, you know,
yeah,
what he's doing.
It's, you know, thousands of people have tried. And, you know, some of them have gotten close and some of them have touched on it.
Right.
Nobody's had the capability to really develop it like you.
Right. Yeah, that is correct. And the theory behind it deals with what's called this Dirac Sea of negative energy. And if you want to know more about that, you can go to our website here at auroratech.us. Just click on the science section. Scroll down and you'll see this paper, a couple of papers that were published in Infinite Energy magazine back in 2002. You know, 2002 goes back a ways here. The Dirac Sea of negative energy. And that paper is absolutely phenomenal. It forms the basis of my work. Yeah, yeah, the physics. It explains the physics that I discovered, okay, when, you know, I started picking it apart. And, you know, just 10, 12 years ago, you know, I wrote a paper, and the reader out there or the listener out there can go to intellect.com website. It's called Newtonian Torsion Physics. It's right on. You know, I'll tell you that right now.
You should get the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, I should.
I'll give it to you.
But it's
I'll call Trump.
But you know, I've been revisiting that paper, and what I want to do is publish some white papers out of that book.
Yeah.
And probably bring it up to date.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling very strongly that after we debut our technology to the public, we're going to come out with a book shortly thereafter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where I collect all this information and explain the phenomena.
Well,
but it's all coming together beautifully.
I'm picking up.
It's like a work of art.
Do a book on the vitality biotech, and then do one on the energy, and then do one on the space.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But the patent is going to have some of that information in there.
Well, I think books are what people are looking for when they come to these conferences so they can understand everything you're doing better.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, everything is coming together beautifully here. So in July, we have the Extraordinary Technology Conference coming up. That's Steve Ellswick's conference. And a co-conference is, of course, the Tom Vallone Coffee Conference, which is Conference on Future Energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scheduled to give a lecture for Tom's group, which is something that Tom Vallone's been into. He wrote a couple of interesting books on this subject. And of course, I'm coming along and kind of explaining the physics that's behind Tom Vallone's work.
Theories?
Yeah, some of his theories in his book. He published a lot of patents going all the way back to the 1920s. And probably what the listener is not aware of is that, believe it or not, we had warp drive technology going all the way back to the 1920s.
So amazing.
It is. And of course, you find that technology in practical use, okay, with the Billy Myers case and the Pleiadian craft. Utilize that particular form of warp drive technology. And I'll be getting into that with the lecture that's coming up in July. And the title of that lecture that I'll be giving at Coffee is Developing Practical Warp Drive Engine Technology. Now, there's no one else on the planet that I know of that can go into this kind of detail with practical warp drive engine technology.
And we're going to have both these conference videos available for people to purchase on our website. And if you're an investor, you get them for half price. So instead of $20, they'll be $10 a piece for investors. So make sure you order yours, place your order for the videos of each conference.
Right. So we have some interesting presentations coming up. And conferences. I got a couple of provisional patents that are in the works here. Before we go to sales.
I mean, we are totally excitement central over here.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, incredible things are happening.
I was going to buy that website, Excitement Central, but then everybody would think it was porno.
Well, that's a good point there.
When I Googled Excitement Central, some of these similar things came up that were not the kind of avenue I wanted the people to think of me as.
Right.
So I thought, well, I think I'll skip that Excitement Central. Anyway, here at Vortex Network, we at the Launching Pad have been diligently doing our thing here. We found out we can't sell our grow fast until we get that patent.
Right. The provisional patent has to be filed.
Now, explain to our audience what is a provisional patent compared to filing a patent pending.
Well, that is a patent pending, the provisional patent.
Right.
That's your initial entry level patent application.
Okay, but you can expand upon
it. It's kind of watered down, simplified.
But you can
something that you can file almost immediately.
And you can expand upon it, right?
And it gives you the protection you need, okay, to present to the public.
Good.
Okay. Because it gives it a date, all right, when the idea was filed.
Right. Because you're not supposed to present your ideas to the public and make them common knowledge until you've applied for a patent.
A provisional patent.
Yeah.
Yes. And we did that back in 2014.
Right.
When we went to the CES show,
right,
the Consumer Electronics Show, that was in January of 2014.
Right.
Before literally days, I think it was on that Monday, Tuesday is when we had set up at CES.
Right.
On that Monday, the provisional patent was actually filed.
Right.
Okay. So it was down
it was
to the wire.
It was postmarked.
It was actually filed.
Postmarked, right. Yeah. Same thing. I guess they do it electronically nowadays.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, that Monday it was filed.
Right.
So then we were able to publicly present this information.
It was so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
And we just got incorporated a couple of months before that. So, we
were right.
Quite a roll.
Yeah, yeah.
Still are. So we have the interest of a lot of people for this water and the vitality pad and the growing. Everybody wants relief from their problems. I'm also getting a lot of consultations.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people want my health consultations because they have a lot of issues. High blood pressure, too high of sugar levels and all these things. It can take you down if you don't know what to do to deal with them. So when I get into a consultation with people, I get into everything from the top of their head to the tip of their toe. And I have a minister's license that allows me to counsel people and do healings on them.
Wow.
That's why I do what I do.
Great.
And then I always channel from the masters. You know, I always bring through a little information for them about their mission and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Houdini is the technical end and the science end. And I'm the kind of the metaphysical spiritual end.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had quite a bit of direction to get involved in all this technology. Seems like that's what the ETs want to be the next big thing on this planet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They want us to progress forward now. But they want us to do it in a very specific way. So I think that's why Donald Trump had to be put in place. So he could sit on the throne there in Washington and make sure that our company is protected as we come out with this technology.
Well, he did say that in his inauguration speech.
Yes, he did.
That we will be protected.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he's protected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He said he was going to protect the new technologies.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about this. Out with the old and with the new here.
We'll have to put all those coal miners to work with the factory in their towns so they don't go nuts when we put them out of business.
Well, no.
You know, better put a factory over in West Virginia.
Well, the thing is that, you know, when you go to the main webpage here, AuroraTech.us.
Mm-hmm.
The first line that I have on our webpage is that this is the most transformational technology on planet Earth.
And that it is.
And it is. It can literally transform the entire planet.
Yes, we can have a light in the middle of the Sahara Desert
mm-hmm.
day all night long.
Because we address biotech, energy applications, and space applications.
And, of course, the people who have to pay those light bills, municipalities and stuff, they're just going to love our technology.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
We'll be able to power up all the light bulbs.
So we're looking at a huge evolutionary step here for mankind.
Right.
That's literally going to transform the planet from the dark ages, okay, to the light.
Into the golden age.
Into the golden age here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what we've been promised even in the Bible.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And America has to have this golden age.
Yes.
We have been chosen to deliver this golden age.
Yeah, you know, all those dastardly things that are talked about in Revelations, it says if, you know, these things can come to pass. Doesn't say they are for sure going to come to pass, but it did say they could come to pass if man did not set himself straight on his mission and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hopefully we can avoid any apocalyptic type scenarios if we can move forward in a loving, peaceful way in our society.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that can be delayed for a very long time.
Like forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, no tickets are sold. Nobody wants to show up to the performance.
Oh, yeah. So the end is not yet.
Well, it's in higher hands, obviously.
Right.
But we have a divine directive that tells us to go forward with zest.
Absolutely. And that's what we're doing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, I have a firm belief that the divine directive is what everyone needs to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets a memo. It's whether or not you write it down.
So if you're in Texas in the Fort Worth area, be sure to stop by our booth. Our booth number is 500. That's our booth number.
All righty.
500. So if you're in the Texas area, the Fort Worth area, be sure to stop by. Say hi.
Yeah. Now, did they post your information, your bio up on the internet yet? AeroDef? Are you under speakers?
Yeah, it's all there. Yeah, you can go under registration.
And you can see you under speakers?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So people spell AeroDef for everybody.
AeroDef. Okay. Just look it up on the internet. AeroDef 2017.
Spell it once more.
AeroDef.
It's a little odd spelling.
Yeah, it is. And stop by our booth. Say hi.
Mm-hmm.
Check out our stuff.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some cool stuff there with us.
Yes, we are.
You're going to love it, folks. Wait till you start conditioning your water, all of you out there.
Well, you know, we had a number of emails, you know, from this show that we did just a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, from Wolf Spirit Radio,
mm-hmm.
Asking about the water, the restructuring of the water. They're interested in that.
Yeah, you don't really have to call it restructured water. You just call it structured water, actually. It's, you know, because you're creating the structure.
Well, it's already structured.
Right, but you just call it structured water.
And
that's what people do.
And what we do is that we take the energy out of the structure. That's the fundamental principle behind the fundamental operating principle behind our technology. And you know, there's something else, Aurora, you know, with your KM that you've been selling for years. And that is, you know,
I've been taking it and making it available to people for years.
Exactly. And, you know, I always noticed that there, you know, over a period of time, there was always this crystal formation, you know, at the base of the bottle.
Right.
You know, when, you know, as you, you know, you only take a shot a day, right?
Right.
You take a shot a day of the KM. It's a concentrate botanical mix,
right?
It's
a formula designed to, well, herbs that are designed to oxygenate your blood and detoxify it.
And so what I notice is that there were, you know, at the end of maybe 20 days or so, you know, you kind of give the bottle a jiggle, right? And you hear this crystal formation kind of sloshing around at the base of the bottle.
Well, and what's so odd about all that is it doesn't crystallize before you open it up. It crystallizes after you open it up. Do you notice that? And as you're touching it every day, it gets more and more crystals. Because it's bioelectric.
Well, here's the thing. See, it takes energy to form that crystal.
Right.
And see, what our technology does is that it takes that energy out of the bottle. And it slows the crystal formation process that's occurring. Because our technology, it outputs negative energy.
It's negative aging.
So it's so what it's doing is that there's hardly any crystal formation. It remains in solution.
It remains in
So
breath.
Whatever is forming that crystal in the bottle is not doing that anymore.
It's stabilizing.
And it's keeping that what would normally form a crystal in solution.
Mm-hmm.
So that is you see what I'm doing, folks, is that I take a bottle of the KM and I place it on our technology.
Which is better because you would rather absorb that crystal information.
Oh, absolutely.
In the solution than have it, you know, slide out of formation.
Yeah, it comes out of solution.
Right.
So that material is still in the bottle and our technology prevents the crystal from forming. And so that's when I take the bottle and I set it on our technology, you know, until we finish the bottle. And so it could be on there for like 20, 25 days, you know, until we finish the bottle. And there's hardly any crystal formation in there.
Well, I've seen we're both taking an ounce a day. It shouldn't be on there any longer than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's only 32 ounces in a bottle.
Right. So our technology is actually affecting the KM, and I think in a very positive way.
Stabilizing it.
Because it's restructuring even the water that's in solution,
mm-hmm.
okay, in that in the KM. It's being activated by our technology.
Yes, very interesting.
So it can be extreme. It's probably more helpful than it ever was before, by using our technology.
Yeah.
And so the listener out there, if they're interested, they'll eventually be able to purchase a KM activator that you set your bottle on. And as you consume the material or the solution.
Well, I think I'm going to sell three.
It will enhance the KM.
I think I'm going to sell, like, make available to everybody. Make available to everybody a three pack. So they can have one for their KM, one for their charging up their dinner plates, one for their refrigerator.
Well, you know, see, right now I have it set up as a dual unit for two bottles.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
A dual charger.
Yeah, and you kind of set up your assembly line there, you know, that as you consume one bottle, the other one's also being activated. Okay, so you kind of set up your chain reaction there, and so the KM is, it's in this activated state, which I think will be very helpful to the consumer of those KM products. Yeah.
You know, you've been taking KM now for about 8 years,
right?
And boy, your hair is about 2 or 3 times as thick as it used to be. Pretty amazing.
Right. That's great stuff. And then it's further enhanced with our technology.
What more can you ask?
What more can you ask for, folks?
Well, I know my hair is a lot thicker now. It's getting thicker and thicker, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely having a positive effect. And then, of course, we drink the water that's activated with our technology, the restructured water. And we're going to make that available.
And you're going to do a charger for these electric hot and cold dispensers?
Right. Yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, I do have a design. I just have to print it out on my printer.
Okay.
And put it together and put the this water cooler or this water dispenser on this platform that I designed.
Well, you designed a platform charger.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to make that available. So
part of our product line.
Yes, it is our incredible product line for health and rejuvenation.
Oh yeah. Very interesting what's going on. Yeah, these energy discs that we're coming out with, you know, I would like to have them for, you know, multiple uses. I think people are going to want, you know, a six-pack of them for family use and stuff.
Well, the, you know, one for the refrigerator presents an intriguing idea, you know, that you can set this device inside of a refrigerator and have it act on, you know, whatever you have in the refrigerator. So you can centrally locate technology inside of your fridge.
I'm thinking this. If it has an effect on the KM and water that's so profound, all your juices and everything in your fridge and your food is all going to be stabilized much better.
Right. It's going to activate all your food and liquids inside the refrigerator.
And stabilize them. So they don't deteriorate.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, we ought to check that out.
I can't wait for you to develop those next.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
It's at the thinking about stage.
Yeah, those chargers are going to be really cool.
Yeah.
We're going to call them the bio charger.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, we're ready to rock.
Now, so, we're making very good progress with our sewing factory here. We're going to start up.
This week.
Yeah, this week, folks, we're going to start our sewing factory.
Yeah.
So that's going to be very exciting. We're going to be producing these pads. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the vitality pads. So as soon as you've got your patent pending,
right,
then we'll be all, I'll be able to go, we'll just start taking some orders.
Right.
And our investors get first pop and they get the biggest discount. They get a rare, very nice discount. The first 90 days upon the release, I'm going to have a discount price, Dr. Mm-hmm. Houdini, to encourage all of you out there to be responsive.
Incredible.
Yeah, I'm going to offer a nice introductory discount.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Aurora, do you want to give them some background on some of the sessions you do? We only have a few minutes left.
Yes, for those of you out there who are wanting to jump some levels in your health and well-being, and you want to get on a track that suits you better than the one you're on now, maybe you want to make some adjustments, some changes, maybe you'd like more of this, less of that, and you'd like to get on a track that you feel really happy with and really like you're on the right path, well, give me a call. I'd be happy to tape a session for you. And we will get into everything from head to toe and body, mind, and spirit. It's about a 90-minute session. Sometimes I even go over time if I have to, so that I can get all the information to you that you need, techniques, tools, principles that you can employ in your life and make that difference yourself. Because, you know, everyone's life is a work of art that they create. So you're the architect of your life, and you have to remember that. You're the one who's laying down the foundation and the structure and the design. So I'll help you with that in one session. And sometimes people call me for a second session if they didn't get quite all their questions answered in the first one or something like that. And sometimes they check in with me periodically when they're going through changes and stuff. But I guarantee you, the insight, the techniques, the tools, and the principles are going to make a difference in your life. And that's what it's all about, is bringing in the new, letting go of all that no longer serves us, and letting in the new so we can make those changes we need to make in our life. I have a saying, from a clod to a god, everyone's somewhere on the path. So, you know, as we become more and more conscious, we reach the Godhead. And it's consciousness and action, you know, through love and mercy and hard work and sacrifice and all that, that brings us to the pivotal pinnacle peak that we're all meant to reach in life, where we have the abundance and also the wisdom that we need to do what we need to do here on planet Earth. So that's what I help everyone do, Dr. Houdini. I've been doing it for a couple of decades now or more, and I love doing it. I love mm-hmm. connecting with the light workers out there.
Wow, that's a great message, Aurora. I love it. And also, AeroDef is coming up
okay.
in March.
All right. So, Dr. Houdini, let me give out the phone number where people can reach us. It's 480-474-4388. That number again, 480-474-4388. And give us a call. We're here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And if you'd like to pay us a visit to check out what we're doing with the technology and stuff, give me a call. We'll talk about the stock. We'll talk about opportunities to come out and see the technology. And Dr. Houdini is just simply amazing. So,
all right. We're out of time. I want to thank you all for listening to Vortex Network News. Have a great week, everyone.
Blessings to all. See you next week.